Salam sejahtera, ini Niaga Awani dan saya Lukman Haris. Lebihan dagangan Malaysia menyaksikan pertumbuhan 2 digit untuk tahun ketiga berturut-turut pada 2019. Menurut Perbadanan Pembangunan Perdagangan Luar Malaysia atau MATRID, lebihan dagangan negara meningkat 11% kepada 137.39 bilion ringgit, angka yang tertinggi sejak 2009.
Ini juga merupakan lebihan dagangan untuk tahun ke-22 berturut-turut buat Malaysia. Bagaimanapun, jumlah perdagangan negara susut 2.5% kepada 1.84 trilion ringgit. Manakala ekspor dan import masing-masing menurun 1.7 dan 3.5%. Menurut MATRID, ini susulan permintaan global yang melemah, ketegangan perang perdagangan serta persekitaran ekonomi global yang mencabar. Untuk 2019, Malaysia mencatatkan jumlah perdagangan lebih rendah dengan Singapura, Hong Kong, Perancis, Thailand dan Jepun. China kekal sebagai rakan dagang terbesar Malaysia buat tahun ke-11 berturut-turut. Perdagangan dengan ekonomi kedua terbesar dunia itu mewakili lebih 17% daripada keseluruhan perdagangan Malaysia dengan nilai melebihi 315 bilion ringgit tahun lalu. China juga memotong Singapura sebagai destinasi ekspor terbesar Malaysia pada 2019. Ekspor ke China meningkat 0.3%, khasnya bagi barangan seperti besi, gas asli, produk kertas dan minyak sawit. Ekspor minyak sawit serta produk berkaitan sawit turut meningkat 17.8% selepas menyaksikan penurunan selama 7 tahun berturut-turut. Pada masa yang sama, China juga kekal sebagai sumber import terbesar Malaysia dengan 20.7% jumlah import negara. Peningkatan dicatatkan pada import Malaysia terhadap barangan petroleum, alatan pengangkutan serta barangan plastik dari China.
China pemain perdagangan utama Malaysia, tetapi negara itu kini seperti yang kita tahu berdepan dengan satu impak yang signifikan kepada ekonominya, ekoran penularan wabak novel coronavirus. Alvin Wong, Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif Equities Tracker dan Pemerhati Pasaran menyertai saya sekarang dan izinkan saya menukarkan perbualan ini ke dalam bahasa Inggeris. Alvin, MATRID has just released the country's 2019 trade performance and China is our biggest trading partner, as we may know or may have known, for 11 consecutive years now with over 17% of our total trade. So first off, before we go deeper, I would like to ask you, how big will the impact of the coronavirus, the novel coronavirus, be felt on the Chinese economy?
I think a lot of economists have been trying to draw a lot of parallels to the last pandemic which affected China or Hong Kong, was the SARS period in 2003-2004. There were various estimates, because these numbers are very large, between 0.8% to 1% of GDP. But we have to remember in 2003-2004, that was more than 15 years ago, China was a very different place. So really, if you look at, it's unfolding as we speak. And if you look at the impact, it's very difficult to ascertain exactly how much in GDP. But what we know for sure, there will be definitely a slowdown in the economy. As you know, a lot of offices have shut down. They have extended the Lunar New Year. And a lot of offices have closed, factories have closed. So this will definitely impact the output, especially for the export market.
Right. I like your point that we shouldn't probably draw parallels between now the novel coronavirus and also the SARS outbreak in 2003, because we can argue it in a different light, because a lot of people are comparing this. A lot of economists are comparing these two, epidemics. And in some measures, the novel coronavirus now has already exceeded SARS in terms of the mortality percentage and all those things. But is it not worse this time? Because back in 2003, the global economy was not as volatile as what today's economy is. Even before this wild card of the novel coronavirus breaking out, in 2019, we had a trade war, we had very volatile growth, we had very uncertain, economic policies by the big countries, by the US, by some other countries as well. So you can't compare, but can you argue that it's probably worse this time? Because the environment was already worse before the novel coronavirus even hit the global economy.
Yeah, I think we can't compare, because China is a lot more integral in terms of the world economy today and its contributions. For example, if you look at semiconductor and electronics, there is a huge shift. I mean, from 15 years to where we are today, they are a very integral part of the supply chain, global supply chain. So the impact is definitely, I believe, is going to be a lot bigger than the SARS virus, right? If you think of the largest pandemic in the world, which was the Spanish flu that happened in 1918 and 1919, you know, that also coincided with World War One, and up to today, you know, after 100 years, they're still debating how much the world economy has lost. So really, to put a number to it, at best, it's really just an estimate. China has it's a completely different economy than what it was 15 years ago.
Right. So coming back to what we mentioned earlier, China is, of course, the biggest trading partner, our biggest trading partner. They account for more than 17% of the total trade for Malaysia. And we export some 14.2% of our exports go to China. And we import as well a lot from China. We import over 20% of our total imports from China, the second biggest economy in the world. So seeing as they are our biggest trading partner, now that they are, for lack of a better word, suffering, the economy is suffering because of the novel coronavirus there in China, will there be any spillover effects on the Malaysian economy?
I think if you look at the statistics today, China accounts for 80 to 90% of the world's country. They are either the largest trading partner or the second largest trading partner. So not only will we feel the effects in Malaysia, we will feel the effects globally, right? If you look at where we are positioned in Malaysia specifically, you know, we actually import a lot more from China than we export to them. So actually we are net importers. And yes, there will definitely be a spillover effect in Malaysia. I mean the very obvious ones, if you look at purely by tourism, they form the largest number in Malaysia last 5, 8, 10 years, right? So when you talk about specific industries that will directly be impacted by this virus, it will be tourism, it will be airlines, hospitality, insurance, and of course, you go lower down, it will be manufacturing, which is the import and the export parts, right? The virus, unfortunately, doesn't target specific industries per se. So therefore, it has actually far overreaching consequences for the world's economy, because the knock-on effect is going to be fairly big.
How about the sentiment? Because I know you're very familiar. You follow a lot the markets very closely. Of course, you are very familiar with investor sentiments towards different parts of the world, including here in Malaysia. What can you say about the international or foreign investor sentiment towards how the Malaysian government is handling this crisis?
I think if we talk about the source of where the virus comes from, which was Wuhan, I think it's quite well known. I think recently we've been reading when WHO declared a global emergency, a health emergency, that was 5 days ago, they did praise China for very swiftly trying to contain the virus, because not only did they shut down Wuhan, they also tried to shut, they also surrounded travel bans around Hubei as well. So if you look at the cases, you know, the air travel is so prevalent in today's society. If you look at the cases, you know, we have far exceeded the number of infected cases to SARS. I think 2 to 1, right, in a much shorter period. So really, I think we need to focus more on the source of where that is. And I think all governments around the world, you know, who are members of the WHO, you know, aggressively to try and do their part to contain this, because it doesn't just affect China, it affects everybody.
Right. Several entities now, including companies, are beginning to, you know, revise their growth numbers downwards. It's probably, some would argue it's probably too early to tell, that's probably true, but what can you say about the economic impact of the coronavirus here in Malaysia? How will the on-ground impact be felt by ordinary Malaysians over the rest of this year in terms of the economy?
No, I think maybe to answer the previous question, I realize I forgot. When you talk about investor sentiment, if we look at this, even before the outbreak of the coronavirus, actually our net exports have been down 5.5% last quarter. That's why if you look at what our central bank has done was actually to cut interest rates. So what do I have, you know, what do I think I have in store for Malaysia in particular? Now, if you look at Malaysia in itself, we are fairly unique. if you look at our government spending, you know, we're trying to narrow the deficit. But what the because of this outbreak, what we've seen immediately in the last 30 days is actually a drop in crude oil prices. Now, a drop in crude oil prices will ultimately affect our national oil company. And in effect, because at least 20% of government revenue actually comes from our national oil company, we believe that their deficit would actually widen or they would have to revise their budget again. Second thing is, without doing that, what they might or what the central banks might do is probably at least probably cut interest rates one more time this year, or at the worst case scenario, probably two more times.
All right, thank you so much, Alvin. Alvin Wong, Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif Equities Tracker. Dan keterhubungan perdagangan di peringkat global kini bermakna impak penularan novel coronavirus bukan hanya memberi kesan kepada ekonomi dan negara, tetapi juga syarikat di serata dunia. Terbaru, Citibank dalam unjurannya berkata Apple mungkin berdepan kesan besar ekoran penularan virus itu yang bawa impak signifikan kepada ekonomi China.
Apple sebelum ini membuat keputusan untuk menutup kesemua 42 kedainya di China ekoran penularan coronavirus. Bank itu berkata setiap minggu jualan Apple terhenti di China, ia mengurangkan pendapatan jualan syarikat itu sebanyak $850 juta. Citi mengunjurkan sekiranya penutupan kedai Apple berterusan selama sebulan, ia akan menyusutkan jumlah jualan syarikat itu sebanyak 5.2% atau $3.4 bilion. Ekonomi kedua terbesar dunia itu jelas penting buat Apple. Dengan 17% pendapatan penjualan Apple datang dari China, walaupun negara itu hanya mempunyai 8% daripada jumlah kedainya. Kira-kira separuh daripada 775 pembekal Apple juga beroperasi di China. Malah ada unjuran yang menjangka penghantaran iPhone mungkin menurun sehingga 36 ke 40 juta unit pada suku pertama tahun ini akibat impak penularan coronavirus kepada ekonomi China dan dunia.
Sekian Niaga Awani untuk hari ini. Salam hormat.